Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin. We are on page Ayin Zayin, the page following 152. Simen Shin is Shiasader Shulchanu B'Motzoi Shabbos, that one should set his table on Motzoi Shabbos. We're going to discuss in this short Simen the halachos of Mlav Malka. So the Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, Lo'olam yisader odom shulchano b'motzoi Shabbos. A person should always set his table on Motzei Shabbos, kedei lelavos es haShabbos, in order to escort the Shabbos out. Afilu eino tzarech elo l'kezayis. Even if he only plans on eating a kezayis, he should still set his table for a melav malka. So says the Mishabura Sef Katan Aleph, yisader odom shulchano, Hainu lifros mapa al shulchano derech kavod. That means to say that one should spread out a tablecloth on his table in a bekavedik way. And so too, any other things that he's knowing when he sets his table, he should do on Motzei Shabbos when he sets his table for Mav Malka. Aval einu mechuyev levashel tavshilin. But he does not need to cook dishes. Ulahochin yosem imashet tzorach lechol. So he has to set the table and do the things he normally does when he sets the table, but he does not need to cook extra dishes and to prepare things more than he's going to eat. Umashma b'gemara diyikba suda zo al hapas lechatchilas. Mashma from the Gemara that lechatchila from Lav Malka one should eat bread kimo bishar sudo shel Shabbos, just like all the other sudos of Shabbos. V'gam mashma detov lechatchila lahadir osa bebasar o bishar tavshilim yeshlo. Besides having bread at his Lav Malka, he also should have basar or other dishes that he has available for his Lav Malka. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Beis, he writes, the source that is supposed to be with bread is the Hostam Sidur Shulchan Mashma Lapas. The fact that the Gemara says you should be Masada your Shulchan, you should set your table, a Stam setting of table is for eating bread. Vod, and furthermore, the Ha'omar Sham Mitchila, the Gemara there says right before, the Yisada Shulchano Be'er Shabbos, that you should set your table on Er Shabbos. The Sham Halo Vadai Be'pas. There, when you're setting your table on Er Shabbos for your Suda Shabbos, that's for sure with bread. So Mamela, when it follows and says you should set your table on Motzoi Shabbos, it also means with bread. Va'od, and furthermore, the Omar Sham b'samuch, the Gemara says afterwards, pas chama b'motzei Shabbos melugma. Hot bread on Motzei Shabbos is healing. It's very good to have hot bread on Motzei Shabbos. U'mashma da'amemra zukoy. It's mashma that's going on this memra that you should have your table set on Motzei Shabbos, and then it says hot bread is healing on Motzei Shabbos. So that is the source for the fact that we should have bread at the Lav Malka. Continues the Mishabura, the Ainlo, if one does not have bread, or he's so full that he's worried if he eats more Motzei Shabbos, it's going to be an achila gasa. Kegon Bekayas, for example, in the summer, Shema'achrin Vizmaneinu Lech La'asu D'Shlisha Samach La'erif, where in the summer nowadays our custom is to eat Shalosh Shudas late in the day, to go ahead after Shabbos, and now to have Mal Malka right after have Shalosh Shudas, so then there's a concern about Achila Gasa, so then Yekayimah B'Mizono, so Alko Panem Perus. So then you should be Mekayim Lava Malka with Mizonos, and if you have to, with Peros, but to have something. If you look at note number 2, he points out a very interesting note. V'inherich besuda shlishes v'nimshecha ad halayla. Let's say a person washed for Shalosh Shudas, and what happens many times, it extends into the nighttime. So the Elyon Rabbi writes, she'eino tzorech lechol od su'udas m'lav malka. If your Shalosh Shudas extends into the night, that can count as your Malav Malka as well. You don't have to also eat Malav Malka. The Kosav Amata Ephraim, Shiyachavim B'machshavto, you should think in your mind, Shetala lo hasuda hazu gam l'sudas Malav Malka. You should have in mind during your Shalosh Shudas, when you're eating after nightfall, that this should count also as your Malav Malka. V'hosef be'elef lamata sham, she'kevan she'al pirov nimshecha suda shlish arlayla. Since in general, Shalosh Shudas does extend into the night, lochein yesh talmidei chachamim she'enam nisharim besudas Malav Malka. There are talmidei chachamim who are not careful about Malav Malka, u'mistapkin ba'achilas minei targima operos l'achar avdolah. Since their Shalosh Shudas extends into the night, they really count that as their Malav Malka. So later on after Shabbos, they'll only eat some kind of mini targima or some kind of fruit after Havdalah. So that is the first shita. That's the Eli Rabba, the Mata Ephraim. On them, however, B'Torah Shabbos u'B'Tehilu L'David Kosvu She'eno Yotzei Bazei Yidechova. They disagree. They say you are not Yotzei. You're Chiyav of Malav Malka by having an extended Shalosh Shudas into the night. V'Akaf Achaim Kosov Shalpi Asoid Tzorech Lasos Su'uda Revias Bifnei Atzmo. says the Kaf HaChayim, al piso, that you have to have a fourth Suda. So he says as well, you can't just kill two birds with one stone, you have to have a separate Suda for Mlav Malka, but it's good to have in your back pocket to know this idea that Shal Shudas extends, according to many Shitas, you are Yotzi and Mlav Malka with that Suda as well. Pashtus, you should be eating after nightfall, not just singing Zmiros and saying the Torah, but the actual eating should be after nightfall if you want to count it as Mlav Malka as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Beis. The reason for being Masada the Shulchan and having the Malav Malka is Kedei Lelavos, in order to be Malav out the Shabbos, to Kishem She Tzorech Lechabed HaShabbos B'chnisasa Kein Tzorech Lechabda B'yitziyasa. The same way we have to honor Shabbos when it comes in, we also must honor Shabbos when it goes out. Kishem Sha'odam Malave Es HaMelech B'tzeisu Menair, just like a person escorts a king when he's leaving the city, so Hashem is leaving us at the Shabbos, so we escort the Shabbos out. Umitam Zenirah. And for this reason, it appears shetov lahakdima, that it's good to have your Malav Malka early in the night on Motzei Shabbos, kedei shetia smucha liyetzias haShabbos. It should be close to the exiting of Shabbos. You shouldn't have Shabbos ending at 5:30 and have Malav Malka at 11:30 at night. That's not really considered escorting Shabbos. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Osei explains this. The time of escorting someone is the time when he's leaving. Velo achar shekvayotza, not after he already left. When your mind is already off him, osak bekeva b'malacha mikodem. If you're already being osak in your malacha before, so then that's not really much of an escort if you already were involved in all your malacha and you're having your malav malka much later. Therefore, there is an inyan to be makdim your malav malka if at all possible. The Mishabura continues in the third line on the left column, vim eno toiv adayin lechol. However, what everyone's thinking, but if you're not hungry yet to eat, because you just had Shalosh Shudas, so you don't want to have Malav Malka right when Shabbos ends, Me'anochon alko ponim shelo yasok b'molocha b'keva ad she'ekayim m'suda zo. You can delay your Shalosh Shudas, but it's better not to be involved in molochas keva until you are m'kayim your suda. Again, like the Shaar Tzion just told us, once you're getting involved in your molocha and Shabbos is long gone, so it's a little hard to say you're escorting the Shabbos after that. However, v'ayim b'shaar tshuva d'mashmeh de'enu kedai b'chol gav. So even though if you're not hungry, you can delay the Malav Malka, but it's not kedai to delay it past Chatzos. Now in note number 4, they explain why Chatzos. Din zen nilmad midivrei Shaarei Tshuva b'shem HaRizal. This is learned out from that which Shaarei Tshuva brings from the HaRizal. She'ein lomar vidui b'motzoi Shabbos ad acharei Chatzos. One should not say vidui on Motzei Shabbos till after Chatzos. Kevon she'ad Chatzos yesh adayin kedusha Shabbos. Since up until Chatzos there is still kedusha Shabbos, so you shouldn't say vidui till afterwards. So for that same reason, you should have Malav Malka. It's still considered the hemshach of Shabbos till before Chatzos. V'chein b'ben Yishchai lomad din zeh midivrei HaRizal. He also learns out in the Ben Yishchai this same idea of having Malav Malka before Chatzos from this din of the HaRizal of not saying vidui until after Chatzos. If you look at note number 3, he points out. So the Chazanish was nohig after Yontif also to have a Sudas Malav Malka. Continues the Mishabura. V'amru ha-katmonim, the katmonim say, de'ever echad yesh ba'adam, a person has a limb, v'niskoi shmo, and the name of this limb is the niskoi, v'zeh ha'ever nishar kayim ba'kever ad es ha-tchia, and this limb stays around in the grave until tchia sa-mesim, v'afilu achar she'nirkavu bo kol ha-tzamos, even after all a person's bones have rotted, this bone sticks around, v'zeh ha'ever eino nene mishum achila. This aver does not get any hana from any other achila, ki im mi suudas malav malka, except from the suudas malav malka. So we have an aver that stays around in the kever, and the only way to nourish that aver is by eating malav malka. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion over here in O Zion, he writes, Tam lazeh, the reason why this aver stays around in the kever, Isa Bel Yirab, the Yirab explains, Lefi she'aver ze lo kibel hana me'etz hadas. This aver got no hana when Adam Arishon ate from Eitz Hadas. Da Adam achalo b'er Shabbos. Adam Arishon ate from Eitz Hadas on Er Shabbos. V'hu ein lo hana mimachal ki'im emotzei Shabbos. And this limb only gets hana from that which you eat on Motzei Shabbos. So he got no hana from Eitz Hadas, and therefore he was never punished with the onus of Adam Arishon to have Misa. Lefikach lo nigzer olav lihikolo. Gzeiros. Therefore, there was no Gzeira on this limb to be destroyed, afilu ayde hamisa, even through death, and therefore this limb is still around and it gets nourished on Motzei Shabbos, and that's the one that sticks around in the kever before Tchiyas HaMeisim when everything else has rotted. If you look at note number 5, he points out, umitam ze, for this reason, that we have this limb that sticks around, the Prima Gadim writes, le'inyan chiyuv noshim lav malka, sheroi gam lehem le'echal sudazol. Women also want to have a limb around for Tchiyas HaMeisim, so the women, says the Prima Gadim, they should also eat this lav malka. Sherei eiver ze ha'niskui eino nene elami sudazu. He only gets hano from the suda. Skip to the next paragraph. Me'idach, on the other hand, ha'torah Shabbos kosov, she'af al-pi she'kol ha'ta'amim she'omru al-sudazu she'yochem gam b'noshim. Even though it's true, all the reasons for this suda are really applicable to Nashim as well. Hainu livui Shabbos, to escort the Shabbos. A woman also has to escort Shabbos. V'hanos ha'etzem, the hanah of this bone, that's also needed by Nashim. Ach l'maisa einirish Nashim chayavos. But it appears that women are not chayav in the Sudas Malv Malka. Kevan she mitzvah bifnei atzma, since it is a separate independent mitzvah, the einam mitzvah of Shabbos. It's not really a mitzvah of Shabbos. Vehi mitzvah asay derabbanan shazman grama shenoshim b'turos imeno. It's a regular mitzvah shazman grama derabbanan, women are potter. On Shabbos we say men and women are equal lagabi all halachas of Shabbos, kazocha v'shomer d'irechon emru, so the chayiv in Kiddush and possibly in Avdallah. But when it comes to Mlav Malka, he says women are not chayiv, so either all the reasons apply, but with Maisa, women are potter from Mlav Malka. So if you look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, he says, v'day you should know, to mikol makom su'uda zo eina chova olav kimo ashal ashuda shel Shabbos. Even though we're speaking about the importance of the suda being malava the Shabbos out, having this aver around for tchias hamesim, but lo maisa, it's not a chiyuv like shal ashuda and like all three sudas of Shabbos. The sham asmuchu akra, because the three sudas of Shabbos, as we know from the three times of the month it said hayom, they're learned out from a pasuk, whether it's the raisa or it's the rabbanis and asmachta, but lo maisa, it's learned out from a pasuk that you have that three sudas and Shabbos, the zehu, and this suda of Mav Malka rak mitzvah ba'alma, it's tam a mitzvah ba'alma, v'nafkamina heichi d'yeshev l'kayim kulam. Nafkamina between the three sudas of Shabbos being an absolute chiyuv of Mav Malka, which is tam a mitzvah ba'alma, is that if you have to choose between one or the other, you would go with shalosh sudas over Mav Malka. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Tessi writes, V'chein heicha di'esh lo basar or dogim v'kadoma b'tzimtzum. So too, if a person has an exacting amount of meat or fish, mutav liyapos behem yoser eshalosh su'udos. It's better to have them in the three sudas of Shabbos. Don't hold back anything on Shabbos for Malav Malka. The sudas of Shabbos are more important than the sudas of Malav Malka. If you look at note number 6, he reminds us, V'chein em yeish lo lifnei sudas shlishes lechem shalem uprusa. You're ready for Shalosh Shudas. You have one whole roll and one half a roll. The Berlocha told us earlier, Sheyitza es ha-sholem b'sudas shlishes. You should use the whole roll for Shalosh Shudas. Ves ha-prusa yaniach l'melav malka. And save the partial roll from Lav Malka. Kevan she-sudas ha-shabas chashuvas yoser me-sudas Lav Malka. Shalo kemo she-yesh ha-tolem b'zeh. Not like people make a mistake, but clearly from all ends, if you can only eat one, eat Shalosh Shudas. If you have some fish, and you can have it for either one, have it for Shalosh Shudas wins out over Mlav Malka. Mlav Malka is a mitzvah, but it does not get close to the chiyuvim of the three sudas on Shabbos. One last Mishnah Berurah, Sekotan Gimel as a Shabbos. We said Kedei L'Lavos as a Shabbos, that's why we set our table. Umitam ze yesh no hagim laharbos neiros b'motzai Shabbos yoser mimei hachol. For this reason of the Malavah the Shabbos, there are those who are knowing to be marbe in neiros to light more candles on Motzai Shabbos than they have during the week. V'nohagim gam kein lomar piyutum uzmiros achar avdolah. And that's why also there is a minug to say piyutum uzmiros after avdolah. That's all part of the Malavah the Shabbos. That concludes Simin Shin. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow night we'll begin Shin Aleph. That's getting involved and starting on the Malachos of Shabbos. Shkoyach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.